Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Nicodemus comes to awareness. The reason that Christ spat into the dust was to demonstrate for the blind man that the supernatural must be mixed with the natural. When both natures are blended, the natural becomes the divine and the divine becomes the natural. I think that I am beginning to understand, cooed Nicodemus quietly. The ordinary olive oil that is used at baptism must first be blended with rare fragrances and prayers before it can be used as a sacramental. Yes, smiled the hermit. And ordinary wheat bread must first be consecrated before it can be transubstantiated into the body of Christ for communion. Yes, Giovanni smiled again. And fire must be blessed and purified during the Holy Easter rites before it can again be used to light the tabernacle. It is the blending of the human with the divine that can give hope to the dark world, exploded Nicodemus, having made all the connections. Giovanni gazed deeply into the light burning intensely at the tabernacle. In the meantime, Nicodemus had scurried up to his feet and he was pacing up and down the central nave excitedly. And the second person of the Trinity had to take on human form and be born as a man and die as a man in order for us to see ourselves reflected in him. The holy hermit diverted his gaze from the light of the tabernacle and rested his eyes on Nicodemus. He noted how Nicodemus had paused suddenly in mid-step in the center of the nave, and he had a puzzled look on his face. But I don't understand, he blurted out meditatively, how the Virgin Mary could have conceived the baby without having lost her virginity. Giovanni slowly rose from his pew and made his way down the aisle to Nicodemus. He lay a hand gently on his arm and he asked him, why can't man see beyond the literal meaning of things? So, you too are troubled by the concept, by the very idea of perpetual virginity. Nicodemus nodded slowly, and he lowered his eyes away from the hermit and onto the floor of the church. Conception is not always a question of sex or sexual relations, began Giovanni. Conception must begin in the brain first. Catherine says that the Virgin conceived after she was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. People who do not know always assume that she mated with a dove. With a dove, it's assumed that Leda mated with a swan. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Holy Spirit is that part of God which is part of the will. The will is conceived in the mind of the receiver. The Virgin conceived the child in her mind before she could conceive him in her womb. No physical sex was involved. It was a quiet acceptance that the divine can be conceived and born of the human. Nicodemus opened his eyes wide. So that means that when a priest is consecrating bread for communion, and he is overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, the concept of the divine must be planted directly into his brain by the Holy Spirit of God too. The hermit. So that sexuality, started Nicodemus again, belongs to the world, belongs to those who cannot see beyond it. The hermit again interrupted the completion of the thought. Now, Nicodemus, think, he must think. You came here to ask me a question about your dead wife and child. You still remember what they were like before the plague took them away from you? Can you still see them laughing and playing and working with the power of your mind? Nicodemus nodded softly. Then, they are not dead, advised the hermit. Physically, their bodies to see and to enjoy. But in your mind, the mind, because man has the capacity to remember an experience over and over again. That is the mystical overshadowing that we are talking about. Can you understand it? But his eyes betrayed what he was thinking. He was more aware now, He had come to consciousness about a basic premise of life. He was no longer alone, and he wasn't afraid. When he looked up again, the shadows had deepened, and the hermit was ringing the bell for Nones. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.